House Committee on Rules Redistricting and Public Affairs will come to order. And good morning, committee, and good morning, everyone. Nice to be in Gresham. I haven't been here since 1965, and I noticed things have changed. Okay, how about that? Is that any better? Can you hear? Good, thank you. We have handouts today and a sign-up sheet, and I think most of you have those handouts, and they give you quite a bit of vital information here. It tells you a little bit about population growth in the area and the necessity of change in the legislative districts here, and I think that's something that we can safely say for nearly every district in the state, and that is that change will be necessary as a result of the outstanding population growth in the state of Oregon in the last 10 years. At present, the legislative districts are breaking out as follows. As you can see, the House districts will now contain 57,023 persons, the Senate districts 114,047 people. There are some criteria that we need to follow in the process of redistricting, and you will see that on the facing page of the second sheet in your handout, ORS 188.010, and those are the statutes that we follow in the process of redistricting. Right now, we're in the really kind of the final third of our hearing schedule. The committee has gone outside Salem over the past month and has covered nearly every area of the state, and you will see the remaining trips that we have on schedule here as we begin to work toward a conclusion of this exercise. We hope to have a finished bill on the governor's desk approximately Memorial Weekend. That is what we're hoping for. Anyway, you can see the population breakouts on page 2 and in other locations on your handout here. Before we move to testimony today, I would like to give this committee an opportunity to introduce themselves, and I'd like to start with Senator Metzger.
Thank you, Representative Wilson.
I'm
Senator Rick Metzger.
Your microphone.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's on.
All right. Anyway, I'm Senator Rick Metzger, District 14, which currently it goes from Sandy through Wilsonville, South Gresham, Damascus, Boring, Pleasant Valley, Candy, and Happy Valley.
I'm Steve March. I'm Representative Steve March from House District 15. It's around the Mount Tabor area. That includes both northeast and southeast Portland.
I'm Representative Karen Minnis. This is God's Country. Welcome to Gresham. My district includes East Multnomah County, Gresham, Fairview, Troutdale, and Mid Village.
Thank you, Karen. I'm Carl Wilson. I'm District 49 State Representative, Grants Pass and Cave Junction.
And I'm John Minnis, Senator from District 11. Is it not on?
No.
Is that on?
Yeah.
You know that we're all technologically deficient. Anyway, Senator John Minnis, District 11, Blue Gresham, Troutdale, Wood Village, Fairview, and East Portland.
State Representative Dan Gardner, House District 13, Southeast Portland.
And I'm Representative Lori Monis Anderson, and I am District 22, which is only Gresham. And welcome, everyone.
We're in the process of building a record, and what you do or say today becomes part of our record. If you have written testimony, you can certainly hand that in. That becomes part of our record. Our meetings are recorded, and your comments are the same, and that goes into the process of building our district. So we want to thank you today for wanting to be a part of that. I'll start with our sign-up sheet that I have here, page 1, and that would be Lisa Nato, please. By the way, just want to remind everyone, before you testify today, we will need your name for the record. Senator Metzger will double as our committee administrator here.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Lisa Nato. I'm a committee. Welcome, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Thank you, my representative, Steve March. Thank you. You received a letter from our county requesting solicitation from you for our views as a county of West. We categorize this in this opinion. We appreciate your outreach to us to solicit our opinion. Yesterday, the Montgomery County Board of Commissioners unanimously passed the resolution that I handed out to you. the findings in the first section tell us a little about the demographics of our county, our population is over 650,000 persons, one of the most populous counties in the state, and about 20% of the state population. We not only the most ethnically diverse population, with about 20% of our population representing a variety of ethnic and cultural groups. We are a focal point of cultural and social, professional, financial, and business life in the state. And we explain the demographics of our community. We find and we urge you to continue representation for us to at least two to the congressional district. But we feel that we have been well served by our attitude in our population, and we would love to have that continue.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Menes.
Commissioner, did the Board of County Commissioners have any particular idea how that line would be divided? And
the river is largely the boundary. The question was, if we have a particular idea, but we really didn't go into that. And we understand that you have to go to the whole county and try to balance all the different.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I just noted that the suggested congressional district population is 684,000 persons, and the resolution indicates that Multnomah County approximately has 660,000, so it appears to be very close to one congressional district. So if the suggestion is to cut or to somehow divide Multnomah County so that there are two congressional representatives, it might be helpful to have some indication from the commission where they think those most logical geographic boundaries might be.
Well, I think we would probably support keeping that as far as possible. I think the main point is that having the ability of two representatives to advocate for our large population and our diversity is becoming important.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next to testify will be Bob Wiggin, please. And if you state your name for the record, thank you.
My name is Bob Williams. I'm a citizen of Gresham. I've noted that the ideal district was supposed to be 114,047. Yesterday I called each of the cities to see the population. Gresham, according to 2010, is 90,205. Troutdale is 13,777. Fairview is 7,551. Lindley is 2,930, which comes to a total of 114,473. Why don't you just put off and I just put myself? Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Senator Metzger.
Do you live in the city of Gresham?
I live in the city of Gresham, but unfortunately, more than 30% of the city of Gresham has a Portland zip code, and of course, our department can't recognize the city of with residents of the city.
My question would be, Mr. Chair, Bob, is that we heard from Lisa Nato a moment ago about the size of the city of Portland. Because of its size, Multnomah County rather, should have two congressional districts, at least a partial representation of two congressional districts in Congress because of the size and diversity of the population. Gresham, I believe, is it the fourth largest city now? Is Gresham the fourth largest city in Oregon? Is the fourth largest city in the state of Oregon. What you mentioned was that the population was about the same as a legislative Senate district. I guess my question to you would be, do you feel it would be better that the city of Gresham then would be represented by one senator, or you think because of the fact that it is now the fourth largest district that it should have more than one individual advocating for the city of Gresham divided so that you would have, say, for example, two senators representing this large population?
I would say the one senator working with the four cities would be the better. I watched the cooperation between the on everything from fluids to fluid supply. I've been working on the team and I've been up there, so they have their proper motion to the team.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Next will be Vicki Thompson.
I'm privileged. Thank you. Next to testify will be Bill Wilms, citizen.
Thank you for coming to the question. Commissioner, the fourth part of the city and the state and has been for some time. It will be an even bigger when the other road boundary has been extended to the portion of Crescent Valley, which is in Baltimore County, the frontier direction. And that will also increase population progression. There's not a lot that I know about the litigation. I think sometimes the two senators are better than one because of the diverse committees that they could be on. And I do feel that East County needs representation, and I think we're adequately represented with Representative Harris and Lori Montanus. Also, Mr. Wilson, Scott, and I think the region is pretty well represented as well as the congressional districts, even the U.S. Senate of House districts, I think should be as they are in my class, the three counties. I'm here for more information, and I want to call your attention to what's available.
Sure. Thanks for your testimony. May Houston, please. You'd state your name for the record, please. Thank you. Committee note that we have taken into the record written testimony from Richard Fonseca. Next to testify will be Ruth Hermans. Oh, yes, certainly. Come on up and state your name for the record, please.
My name is Ruth Fonseca, and I'm here actually representing all that, the Board of Machine Water and Water Project. I've been a resident of the Crescent for 30 years. I'm a business man here. I've been with Director of Chamber of Commerce and also a chairman of the Board of Connection Service, work for the Alex County Community Service. The reason I'm here to address you is that I feel that we need to not divide this district. I feel it's the last version to bring it the way it is. We have a very strong legal population in this area. In my estimation, we're about 20% of the square, so I think And I urge you to meet us where it is, not invited, not invited to your parents, and I think we're going to cause a conflict among voters who come to move out. And that's why I'm here today, the residents and the residents that I submitted to the session. But I'm real active with the community here, and unfortunately, I just heard about this last night, and then you have my friends there, and I have to run up to another meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you coming in. Ruth Hermans, please.
Gentlemen, I have a question.
Thank you. Robert Brading, Gresham Chamber.
Good morning. Welcome to Gresham. I am on the Chamber Board and past president of the Chamber Office for and on behalf of the Chamber, I want to say that we support a single district here. The interests of this area have been well represented by this district over the years, and they differ from the area that we come our neighbors equally. And there are issues here that we need to particular so on behalf of the Chamber, I'm urging you to meet the district as well.
Thank you. Could I have you identify yourself for the record?
Robert Brady.
Thank you. I think we have a question here. Representative Martin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Brady, does the Gresham Chamber of Commerce, is that just Gresham, or is it Gresham and Troutdale? Or?
We have members from all over the area. Anybody
wants,
we're glad to accept members
from any place,
but they come from all over the area, particularly from the city.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.
Gussie McRobert, please. When you look at the numbers, it's obviously to me that we have even a problem.
off the record, please.
My name is Terry Reynolds. I have been in Gresham for nearly 30 years, and I am on the Gresham Valley School Board. I am here because my representative, Mary Montgomery, her office telephoned me to let me know about this hearing. My, I'm able to come here just a short time. I don't know about this meeting except for Montgomery's phone call. And I don't know how this is going to publicize. I am on the school board. I read the newspaper. I try to pay attention to some politics. And I don't know where this is. I didn't see it in the paper. Maybe it was there and I just missed it. But I think that the importance of this and this is not something that comes up frequently, that there is a comment on all of you to make sure that the information is out there, there is clearly a community as well. I see on the paper that I just picked up that there are other meetings in Beaverton or whatever, but you do have meetings in where people live, or near to where they live, and some people think they're not going to travel sometimes 2 hours to get to Beaverton to be able to testify. So that's my comment. I don't know enough about the pieces to comment other than keeping this as one sentence.
Thank you. My comment to you would be we did spend really a lot of effort in advertising the meeting and used a number of different ways to do that. So if you would like details on that, if you would see my committee administrator. Thank you. All right, next up will be Vern Cook, please. Welcome. Hi.
My expertise derives from the fact that I'm a candidate for the state chair of Census 28. The line for which was the left turn line was the Scottsdale city limits. I could look up 500 feet to see it. The eastern line was the Idaho state border. It included some 10 galaxies and how many cavities of the sun are within that district. I enjoyed the campaign, it always got politics and it got into people. And had a whole group of giant meetings with the incumbent, Senator Perry Owens. And so I don't want to knock the district, but I think the district boundary, the way it's currently drawn, just doesn't make any sense. I used to joke during the campaign that I think that Secretary of State Susan was in the case of smoking marijuana and through the line. And the particular reason for that is that I happen to live in a little strip of like a finger called San Miguel Road. And San Miguel Road lies between the Scottsdale City and the San Miguel River. And for years I thought I was in the other district. Only when I started thinking about what I was going to come out, I really was in the district of Senator Newman now represents, but I was in that one going way ahead. I was going over to Idaho. Likewise, so when the district was drawn, not only did it deserve district for the strip, down basically north of the San Diego River, but it includes a significant territorial area lying in the east direction, which is rural, mostly, you know, San Diego River is now a metropolitan area. And people have some acres, and there are a few farms around. And it goes up through the Platinum County line, and then there's a little piece of the district in Platinum County there. I was able to say I represent a very significant interest. Timberline Lodge, among others, all these were in the district. And very few people are even the planning of around. But I think the thing that is in more part here on the fact here is the community of interest. Now, I'm not going to suggest that either would be ever still, which is that considering the makeup of the very website. But that the House District, from which the Patty Smith was elected, contributes to the fact that one of these other districts, realistically, if nothing happens, and traffic shouldn't, but the carbon area does have quite a bit in common with the river and some town. And they're similar, they also swing between some town doors, they're up on the top of the hill, and that sort of thing, and semi rural. So I think it's not realistic to suggest that part of the district is just a kind of help on the county district like it was before that was decided to be. But I don't think there's any good reason to have that. I don't know how the members of our prophecy out there, but the Sandy River salary, basically. And this is just a measure that goes up to about the job score here, and the job score area there. And I think certainly the area before you go up Mill Road, before you go up the road to Public, that area is more associated with property owners and construction than it is with the Hood River and the Gow. And so my suggestion to you is, and I know I don't want to figure out the numbers, because I read the argument that this is going down to close the whole population. I don't know how you'll adjust that, but I would suggest that those portions of this district that lie south of the Sandy River, plus the small strip of those that are north of the Sandy River up to the Bell Road, that area should be put back in as the house is represented by the minister. That would make no sense, because the people who live in the Sandy Commission, we live in a little Sandy Dell Road, can't get to it without coming to Southfield. The only one who knows is Southfield has this ground, plus the swim out. And in the other, the eastern part, like I say, in the rural, these people are more associated with stress. And so it seems to me that that area of Montgomery County that lies, he simply put him to the district now represented by Representative Anderson. That's nice, but based on the terms, I've got nothing against people. I don't see a whole lot of difference from what the people here. Moreover, in beyond doubt, they are very, very, by and large, effective to do their good against anyone who comes from. Certainly from west of the Cascades. And I made a point when I was there that I was no friend of Portland. And I also was absolutely against gun control. And so you can see that's not the politically correct position for Representative Smith. One last thing, I'm here to send an answer to this little piece of Lackland County that's up by Mount Hood in that area there. I think I ought to go as a district representative by Senator Nestor. Again, it makes no particular sense for that to be tied in to Hood River and the Dow, those counties. You know, they have very little connection. I'm quite sure that each other is not only one more project. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions?
I do have
one. Senator Mesker.
Vern. You mentioned that, and I know your area well because you've got a good fishing spot right in front of your house today. Did I come down and fish once in a while on the sandy? there's a number of possibilities there that you were articulating. And as you know, we look at, among other things, the community of interest that you were detailing. Do you feel, would you have a preference either one in terms of what you think the best community of interest is? For either using, say, the Sandy River itself as that dividing line, as a geographic, or the Multnomah County line, which does then go over to the Corbett, as far as what you felt the community of interest with more with District 11, in terms of geographic boundaries. Would there be a preference there, you think, for that community to use either one of those as a boundary line?
Well, I think it's appropriate under the present circumstances, to add a piece of part of the area in the district along with Hood River and Wasilla County. Those counties, you have more and more land. And if you recall, on the anomaly, Multnomah County is actually lower than interestingly. So does the river. Next to go on. You see that there's this kind of relationship between the suburban type people. And Portland now is not really much of a farming community, although there's people on that area. Mostly Portland is city people that like to have 10 or 20 acres to live on. That's what you have out there. And that's what Hood River is becoming more and more like that. And I think Roscoe, the river, and part of the bedrooms in the enlarged side, most of them, the 10 floors. So I was along the Sandy River at the bottom of the hill before you go up Bell Road. And like I said, I draw up in the line just north of the road that leads to the job floor. Stop about where job floor is. And I took that section and run over probably to about the dark street into the innocence. And I was with the rest of that source from the Montgomery County and the district.
Thank you. Questions?
Thank you.
Senator Metzger.
Vern, you mentioned, and I know your area well because you've got a good fishing spot right in front of your house today. Then I come down and fish once in a while on the sandy. There's a number of possibilities there that you were articulating. And as you know, we look at, among other things, the community of interest that you were detailing. Do you feel, would you have a preference, either one, in terms of what you think the best community of interest is, for either using, say, the Sandy River itself as that dividing line, as a geographic, or the Multnomah County line, which does then go over to the Corbett, as far as what you felt the community of interest with more with District 11, in terms of geographic boundaries, would there be a preference there, you think, for that community to use either one of those as a boundary line?
Well, I think it's appropriate under the budget circumstances to add the future part of the area in the district along with rivers and Roscoe County. Those counties are becoming more and more alive. And if you are going to be voting for the city, it's all on the anomaly. Montgomery County, Rex DeGore, and you see that there's this kind of relationship between the suburban type people. And farming now is not really much of a farming community. You know, there's people on that side. Mostly farmers and city people that have 10 or 20 acres to live on. That's what you have out there. And that's what Wood River is becoming more and more like that. And I think the Roscoe, the river, and the public area are becoming bedroom communities. In large parts of the country, down the floor. So I would draw the line along the Sandy River at the bottom of the hill before you go up Bell Road. And like I said, I draw as a line just north of the road that leads to the job floor. And stop down where job floor is. And I put that section, I run over probably to about the dark street into the innocence. And I would with the rest of us and the source of Montgomery County and the district with now representatives that I have represented. And that's, you know, actually they're more of a community than having any other area because there's a lot of old time to do. As a matter of fact, that is this. So it's not as much work as me, and
Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Cook? Okay, thank you very much. Anyone else here to testify who has not had an opportunity? Thank you. Please state your name for the record, please. Going to do is recess for. Oh, yes, sir. Come ahead. Thank you. If you'd state your name for the record, please.
My name is Paul Pelletier, and if you guys have a good Actually, the whole further area is very well being on some of it.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Anyone else to testify? It's our custom to take a recess at this point, and we'll sit out for about 10 minutes and then come back and see if anyone else has drifted in. We want to make provision for anyone just in case they've been caught in traffic or something like that. So we're going to recess until 10 minutes before the hour, and then we'll come back and see if anyone is here to testify, and if not, we will adjourn at that point. So committee recessed until 10 o'clock. House Committee on Rules, Redistricting, and Public Affairs will come back to order. For the purpose of receiving any final testimony on redistricting from anyone who has come in here over the last 10 minutes, is there anyone who would like to deliver testimony? I would like to say this on the back of our... We do. Okay, come forward. Thank you. Sorry for overlooking you. You'd state your name for the record, please.
My name is Ron. I'm the city manager of the city of Grasset. And I was just listening to the testimony you heard here about keeping a community interest for Multnomah County, city, and the water center, because it's too popular. And there are a couple of suggestions for the city, or you might look young, dealing with the I understand that District 20 comes to the more population than they should. Part of District 20 today is west of the Gresham city limits in the city of Portland, south of Highway 30 San Boulevard. I don't know what the population is there, but it's really densely populated in Park Row, South of Sandy, and just west of our city limits, it's very densely populated in Portland. I notice also that District 50, 16, and 21 need more people to meet 57,000 number. So that would be a place to adjust the population number. I don't know what the numbers are, and that's a little popular Portland, by the financial 50,000 people. About the number I think you need, 22. And then between 20 and 22, you can look at minor adjustments along the current boundary, which I think is Stark Street, mostly Stark Street, and it's probably down to the third people. So that's a suggestion from a technical standpoint of a way to meet the concerns and recommendations we've heard from our
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Minnis.
I have a question for Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross, if you would hang in here for a moment.
You're the planning director. Is that correct?
I'm the assistant planning director.
There was mention by one of the other persons testifying, Mr. Williams, I think, regarding Pleasant Valley being incorporated into the city of Gresham. Is that a future intention,
according to the international agreement we have with the city of Portland, about 85% of the Pleasant Valley area will be incorporated into Gresham. Right now, Pleasant Valley doesn't have a huge population, so if there was a way to include that in there, it probably doesn't hurt the numbers problem too much. I believe they only have 300 households in the Pleasant Valley area. And they are all in, I think they're all in District 10 right now. That's what it looks like.
Are there any other annexations?
That's the major one in the early growth county where there are intergovernmental agreements now for future annexation. There aren't any other areas that are in the early growth county.
Thank you.
Representative Munnis Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Ross, what about, do you know much about the area south, like Damascus and that? If we would incorporate, would it be primarily into 56? I mean, I know this is all hypothetical, but would we go east, or is there any way of going south?
Well, there are areas in metro setting, but they're much further down the track than the Pleasant Valley area. The Pleasant Valley area, I'm going to put that out on the map for some of the members. Where is it here?
Mm-hmm.
right here. Pleasant Valley also, in terms of this area that's been added to the growth boundary, is almost entirely within Multnomah County, again, another one of the communities of interest. So, in terms of the other areas in Clackamas County, we're much further off in terms of future annexation, as well as they're probably having a 20-year contract for other areas in Clackamas County. So that is not within this growth boundary now. Probably a lot of controversy about draining that area again, but I still see that as a much, much further off for urban growth than Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley probably on a 10-year, 5 to 10-year track for some urban growth. We're doing United States and after planning right now, and again, the infrastructure committee with a lot of the state department and that growth over the next 3 to 4 years.
One additional question. Senator Minnis. Mr. Ross, this area that's east of Pleasant Valley, but north of the Clackamas County line, that's shaded in green,
yeah.
Is that an area that's designated for growth?
East of Pleasant Valley, it is being studied by Metro as a future growth area within a 20-year time frame. Probably everything that is south of the Gresham City limits in that area, but not east of the Gresham City limits.
Representative Minnis.
Just one comment, Mr. Chair, just to follow up. I was just going to make a comment just about the numbers. Lori and myself are both in a position where we need to lose voters in our district. House District 22 needs to lose 7,917, and House District 20 needs to lose 9,115. But I think the four cities do work well together. It would be good if we can make some adjustments that try to keep the communities of interest whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to testify? All right, thank you very much. Final comments from any committee members? Just like to let you know that we have numerous ways to contact us. If you have any further revelations about redistricting, make sure to contact us. We have an interactive website, and also we have contact information on the back of the final sheet of our handout today. I want to thank you. Thank you for your hospitality. Our thanks to Gresham for the same. And with nothing else, this committee is adjourned.